I'm trying to say is, full stop, Tech Tides and Timberlines.
We've always defined ourselves by the ability to overcome the impossible.
We do have lots of brilliant solutions.
I agree.
No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings.
Let's do it.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi, Jordy.
It's been a while. I got a song for you.
All right.
Right now.
Let's listen to this song.
Summer days were long and bright. Now the show's back in the light. Quinn and Jordy on the air. Smithers Radio everywhere. TikToks merging with the trees, timberlines and buzzing bees. Nature whispers through the wire. Welcome back, let's feel the fire. Welcome back, Quinn and Jordy. On the air, we're feeling hardy. Smithers Radio and Folk Groove. Together now, let's make a move. Tech meets nature in the sound. From the sky down to the ground. Every wave of
golden light. You can hear his the auto-tune.
Yeah.
Summer break is gone for sure.
Summer break's gone for sure, guys.
I'm ready to explore. Are you, Quinn?
Me too.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, man. I'll reduce this sound because it's... some uplifting electronica for you, Quinn. That was just kind of my tribute to you coming back.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming back to me.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been.
I was away.
My gosh.
I was away.
Where did you go?
I was down on the island, North Island. When visiting.
Which island?
Vancouver Island.
Oh,
North. For a week.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I went to Ontario. Was. Back visiting family in Ontario, north of Toronto. Went to a good friend's wedding there, Warner Adama and Genevieve, the Adama family in town here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Got a new member to their family, and the wedding was really nice. And
They got married.
Yeah, they've been out in Ontario for a few years now, and it was really nice to see them.
So you're just a traveling man right now.
I'm a traveling man.
Back into town.
Traveling man. Yep. That's and then I was at camp, work camp there at out
in the forest.
The forest.
Yeah, that's cool, and I'm glad to be here back. And you know, I was kind of lost.
I'm glad to be back here in Smithers. It's really nice that all these listeners that are listening to us. Every week on Wednesday, 7 to 8.
Yeah, and like, and you know, it's been a month since we had a show.
But maybe you don't know that.
You guys didn't know that.
Yeah,
I know you knew we were live every single night, but it's been reruns.
Yeah, some of our shows we do say we're live.
Yeah, and it's not true. No. We're big liars sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a liar. Actually, one of us always lies, and one of us tells the truth always.
Which one is it? If one of us says, I'm here and you're there, then who's lying and who's telling the truth?
These questions, I don't know if there are answers for them, to be honest.
It's okay that there's no answers for these questions.
It's fine. Well, hey, so Tech Tides and Timberlines, that's us. Okay, so what's our topic for today, Quinn?
We are... Bodybuilding.
No, we're talking about beefy plants.
Beefy plants.
Actually, super plants.
Super plants?
Yeah.
Like superhero plants? Like
No, dude. When I say super plants, I mean genetically modified, fancy plants that have been Okay, let me give you the lowdown. Okay, so plants are highly complex and variable genomes, which makes precise editing difficult. Unlike animals, where CRISPR can work quickly, so creating genetically modified mice in months, plants often take years to modify and grow for testing. Issues with traits like photosynthesis improvements have always translated successfully from the lab to the field, have not always transferred. So, this new stuff that's coming out, these plants that can absorb way more CO2 than normal, they are, like, the potential for them is pretty fantastic. So they're smart. I wouldn't call them smart plants. They're super plants. They're like upgraded solar panels in the way they can absorb CO2 and carbon dioxide, capturing it. They're using this CRISPR. It's a gene editing tool to tweak the parts of the plant responsible for photosynthesis, kind of like upgrading a plant's internal machinery so it kind of works faster and absorbs more CO2, just like a more efficient solar panel. Again, like I say. They also genetically modified them to resist droughts. Basically like extreme athletes or survivalists, you know. They're being modified to withstand things like high temperatures, anything like that that might wilt normal plants or stop them working when it's too hot or dry. CRISPR is a very interesting piece of technology.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so that's my kind of like lowdown on it. I've got more to say about it.
Beefy plants.
Yeah, beefy plants. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Sweet.
That can give us more food and help us with climate change.
I think that's pretty helpful.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. But I also found some music to play. Some new music.
New music?
Uh-huh.
Nice. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I dug up some... Actually, I've got some Canada content too. I've got two pieces of Canada content, yep, which is sometimes not the easiest to come by. Let me tell you. So, we're going to listen to Castle. The song's called Nosferatu Nights. On CICK 93.9 at Tick Tides and Timberlines. Okay. sweet. It's Nosferatu Nights by Castle. That was sweet. That was cool. It was like very, I don't know, like doom.
I like
doomy,
that.
Doomy, psychedelic rock.
Maybe doomy. Like a, you'd listen to it in the rain or something. Like I could imagine, not so doomy and gloomy, but like. Ba-na-na-na. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it.
Are you putting on Synth Tendo?
Oh, man. I was listening to this all day in the woods. I enjoy the classic Synth Tendo background music while we talk. Is that?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a bit of synth music to the tune of Nintendo.
Did
really.
I?
Really?
Did I mention I bought a Switch since last time I saw you?
You mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I haven't played it with you yet.
No, no.
Did you buy Mario Kart?
I bought Mario Kart.
What?
Yeah, Smash Brothers.
And Smash Brothers.
Move it.
I'm gonna destroy you in Smash Brothers. I'm sorry.
I have zero practice.
Okay. But me too. I like to talk a big game about Smash Brothers because everybody else does. So I'm just trying to jump on the bandwagon. I'm actually terrible at it. So.
Some people are really good.
Oh yeah, there's some people that just they live it. Smash Brothers is like their thing. It's like, what do you do with your life? I'm like, I play Smash Brothers. And they're like, oh. Okay.
Some people are like that about Mario Kart too.
That's true. That's true. I'm pretty good at it. I wouldn't say I'm amazing at it.
Yeah.
Like I can race with the best of them, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
I do not too bad on the Rainbow Bridge like level. I'm pretty good at it.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Have you played Cuphead on any platform, Switch?
Did you say Cuphead?
Cuphead.
No.
It's pretty good. It's such an amazing game. It's hard, though. Like, if you want to play a level for 2 hours and not beat it, that's Cuphead. You just, like, and the turnover rate's about 30 seconds to a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Of like, oh, now I need to do it again.
I was playing a game like that recently called Hades.
Oh, yeah.
Not just, like, you get to a certain level and you just die.
Yeah.
You just keep dying. And dying and dying and dying. And it's like, oh, man, yeah. Just keep going. And then after a while, you're just like, I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah.
And you put it aside for a couple of weeks, and then you come back to it, and you're like, get to the same level, and you're like, I can't. And I don't learn. It's like going back to this pain every single time.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about beefy plants.
Beefy plants, everybody.
Right. So the super plants, we were talking about that. So not only do they store carbon... It's through their root system. It's actually where they're sucking down the carbon and storing it down into the soil. And these plants, you know, the plants that they're modifying, wheat, corn, rice, like all these plants that are, you know, basically the longest running genetically modified plant out there, which is corn, like just further modifying them. And of course, you know, fighting against the misinformation of, you know, GMO. Oh my goodness, it's genetically well, okay, we've been modifying crops for so long.
A long time.
So long. And honestly, it's like, you know, there are concerns about, you know, Monsanto with their whole you know, patenting specific types of, you know, crops, which is not a great thing. So that's not great. You don't want a corporation to monopolize the stuff, but also, you know, biodiversity within those systems is not great. So how do you fight against that? So like, get a giant field full of the same thing. It's like,
I wonder if we were like genetically modifying something in like the community, on like a community base, or like on a smaller scale, like not like industrial or like to feed our like global economy, but to feed like a community.
I mean, yeah.
I wonder.
I mean, if you could, you know, if you could get like, well, I wonder how long before the patent runs out on certain plants, right?
Yeah.
Because you think about if you had a super awesome, well, you know, another thing that they do with this is actually not only are they storing carbon, it's actually the plants are bigger and they're able to feed more people with these plants too. So not only you're hitting two birds with one stone, you're like reducing carbon emissions, you're also feeding more people, which is like huge. So yeah, I kind of picking up what you're putting down in that. Yeah, if you had you know, like remove patents on specific crops, and you just hand them to each community, and they just have that. That's your crop for that community, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, it's cool. But then you have the idea of like centralized food systems, right?
Yeah.
Where everything is derived from like three or four giant, you know, corporate entities, which is like not great either. Yeah. So yeah, what's the answer to that? Like making GMOs that are, you know, more kind of universally available to people, where it's not like controlled by one corporation. Like, what do you do? You put the government in charge of that? I don't know. Government's not very good at managing things sometimes.
Private sector.
Yeah, but private wants to make money
without a monopoly.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Do something like the ibuprofen for GMO foods, right? Because you can make ibuprofen.
Yeah, you just...
like, whatever, there's no patent on it.
Yeah.
But, like, for GMO. So anybody could do it.
So, like, put a limit on the patent. Like,
I guess the concern is, like, who's got the money to spend on a, like, a CRISPR or, like, a device that's going to help you with that. Which is kind of, But anyway.
That would create the future of that, you know, one of those like futuristic movies or cartoons where this bad guy has cloned multiple people and like, or like some human has cloned some people, or there's a show a few years ago where these like the 1% had clones of themselves.
Oh, you're talking about Altered Carbon.
Yeah. Oh, Altered man. Carbon.
That's a show. That's a show.
Great sci-fi.
Oh man,
it's great. Like,
terrifying.
Yeah, a bit violent, but great sci-fi.
Yeah, about people like growing clones of themselves and having like these little like chips in the back of their neck that stores their consciousness or something, yeah, and then they transfer them to different clone bodies.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's wild. Because then people live for like thousands of years.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. It's interesting.
People shouldn't live for thousands of years. That's just my opinion.
No.
I think that's dangerous.
Live for as long as we live.
Well, you know, there's that very famous saying. It's like, you know, liberty will still exist while men still die.
Liberty will still exist. Who said that? Like George Washington?
It was Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, that quote.
Yeah, he was like, was in full-blown, like, you know, I think he was doing a parody on some kind of.
Do you want to listen to it? Should we? This one? Is it this one?
Yeah, it's the Great Dictator speech. I don't know. It's a long one. It's like.
Oh, is it?
It's 3 minutes.
Well, it'd
be a long one. Yeah. Anyway,
we don't want to get too intense.
Let's not get too intense.
I think I listened to it a couple times at university years ago.
He had a very unfortunate mustache. That Charlie Chaplin.
Well. I think he's a great, great actor.
Yeah, he came in around that same era, so.
Yeah.
Unfortunate mustache, but it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Well, hey, so now that we're talking about superplants, here's a song for you.
Cascading futures bounty overflowed. stand tall, absorbing our dark fall. They're the heroes, silent grow, turning carbon to life's glow.
To life's glow. That's your local AI doing a song for us. I mean, it's not. It's me. It was me. I did the whole thing.
Good by myself. Job, Joe. Myself. That like psych rock voice you got there. It's just.
It's smoky. It's kind of like my. It's my. Yeah. I mean, I wish I had a smoky voice like that. It's almost like that. You ever listen to that? What's that band? It's got a lady singer. It's a rock band.
Fleetwood Mac.
Well, kind of Fleetwood Mac-y, actually. No,
The Blue Oyster Cult.
just start naming bands, Gwen. That's all you need to do.
That's exactly what I was doing.
I think it's called the Dirty Nell. I want to say the Dirty Nell. Maybe not. The Dirty Nell. It's like this lady, she's got blonde hair. She's got a very smoky voice. I just fall in love every time I see it. No, it's not them.
Lorena McKenna?
Oh, man.
Lorena McKenna?
Did you read my playlist?
No. Did you put Lorena McKenna on your playlist?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I put Cobra Page on it. Who's a Canadian singer?
Cobra Page.
Yeah, sorry, I was thinking of her.
Oh.
But she's great. She's been around for a while. She's from Calgary, Alberta.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, another local-ish kind of
guy. Well.
Singing some songs.
West Coast.
Making some music for Canada's.
Or west of Canada.
Yeah, it kind of fills my Canada content kind of slot for tonight. Well, it's one of two, in fact.
One of two.
Yeah, I've also got a Vancouver metal band.
Do you?
I do.
No.
Yeah, called Ancients. Ancients, except there's two I's in it after the C. Ancients. Ancients.
Ancients.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going for there, but...
Ain't a chance that you're going to turn the dial on your radio because you're listening to Tech Tides and Timberlines.
Yeah. Damn, Quinn, that was good. Can you say that again? But more enthusiasm. Wait. Hold that thought.
I got one. Hold on.
What do you got?
Hold on. I got it.
There's two songs playing there.
Get out of here, Synth-tendo.
I don't fear the Reaper, Quinn. Never. Live like tomorrow is never gonna happen.
Come on, baby.
No, don't sing along. I'll have to sing along.
We'll save it for the karaoke nights.
Oh yeah, that's right. We've got karaoke coming up.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too, actually. I love Quinn singing karaoke. Okay, I'm gonna play this song.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Melt the Crown, Metal Horns. By the Ancients, or Ancients. This is a Vancouver, BC band, and it's awesome. Enjoy. Don't start singing, I'll start singing. Oh, wait. We're still live.
All right, you're going to sing.
Oh, no, I'm going to sing this. Okay, I'm going to turn this
off. You got this. Deep voice.
Listen. Thank you. Hey, Quinn, do you know what's better than finding the perfect book?
No clue, Jordy. What could possibly top that?
Finding perfect book while sipping on a fresh cup of cuppy. A fresh cup of coffee, I mean, at Mountain Eagle Books. They've got the coziest little spot for book lovers like us.
Mountain Eagle Books. New, used, hard to find gems. It's a bookworm's paradise.
Exactly. Plus, the staff are super friendly, always ready to help you track down that rare first edition or recommended something beautiful and new.
And let's not forget the coffee. Nothing beats flipping through pages with a hot cup of locally brewed coffee in hand.
Yeah, you're basically living the dream at Mount Nico. Great reads, great drinks, great vibes. What more could you possibly ask for?
Maybe some peace and quiet, you know, to actually read. But I guess that's where we part ways, Jordy.
Okay. I'll keep my excitement down while you get lost in those pages.
So head on over to Mountain Eagle Books, grab a book, sip on some coffee, and enjoy the perfect escape.
Mountain Eagle Books, where the stories and sips come together. And they sponsor community radio. Thank you, guys.
I've got one hand in the sky. this. Hi, everybody. Welcome to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community
Are you doing ASMR again?
Don't do ASMR. No.
Don't do that again.
It's too early ASMR.
It's way too early for that.
Oh, yeah.
Is it playing?
Yep.
Is it playing? Oh, I'm putting up the wrong dial. Here you go.
Yeah.
This is the dial.
Welcome to
Sounds of the 90s
with
Jordy
and
that other guy. Sorry. Quinn.
So, Jordy, I got some cool stuff happening. We got a clipboard full of stuff happening.
I see that.
Coming up.
And somebody didn't print things very well.
No. The printer wasn't working too well.
Yeah, clearly it's cut off a bunch of stuff on this notice.
We got some events. I don't think we're supposed to say this.
Don't give them the Wi-Fi password.
No. Okay.
Don't read that one.
Okay. Next page. Oktoberfest. Smithers Brew Co. Back parking lot. Saturday, September 21st.
Wait. There's something happening in the back parking lot of the Smithers Brewing Company?
Yeah.
That sounds shady.
I hope it doesn't rain. No, it's going to be nice.
If there's Oktoberfest shenanigans happening in the back parking lot, there better be pretzels. That's all I'm saying. Oh, there's a picture of a pretzel.
There's a huge pretzel the size of my hand on the ad.
On the notice.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay.
And 4 p.m. till 10 p.m. Oh, they have a bunch of bands playing. The Polka Pals from Saskatchewan, Devil's Club from Terrace.
You say Polka Pals? They play polka music?
Wow, yeah.
That sounds great.
I think
I'm in
the Oktoberfest theme. I've actually never celebrated Oktoberfest.
Well,
but I guess this would be a great first.
Well, let me just say, I was in Munich for Oktoberfest one time in my life, and it was an experience. Let's just say that it's like a very there's a lot of beer, lots and lots of beer.
Well, they're having it at the brewery.
They couldn't have that much beer, though. Not in Smithers. I can't believe how much beer those people drink. Like, liters of beer. Like, here's your liter of beer to drink. It's like, what?
Surprise. Happy Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
I bet you it's because, like...
And it goes down fast. Like, you'd be surprised how fast a liter of beer goes down. It's crazy.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Tickets... 35 general admission, 75 VIP. It's cut out what you get with VIP, but you can definitely go in and ask them.
I wonder if they're going to serve liters of beer.
Or you get like cool stuff, like some cool merch. So I'm flipping the page again.
Because I heard this notice and I'm kind of excited about it.
I've also got this notice in an email and I think I got a text. So do you want to read it out?
No,
oh, okay.
You do the honors. You do the honors.
All right, guys, listen up. Grouse House Farm compost pickup program. Whoop. What is it? Free weekly pickup of your kitchen waste, which will be turned into compost to grow local food at Grouse House Farm. Why join, you might ask? Well, it's an easy, free way to divert your waste from the landfill while supporting local farming.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
How does it work? Let me tell you.
Tell me.
An 8-liter sealable container is dropped off at your address.
It's like a jug. It's like a, 8-liter, 8-gallon bucket, right?
It's an 8-liter bucket.
Okay, yeah.
And I received mine last night, and I am super excited. Haven't filled it up yet, but weekly pickups.
Perfect. Nice.
Put your compost materials in the container and leave it on your doorstep. Wow, easy as that. Doorstep pickup. Before the pickup time. Pickup is every Wednesday evening between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. Your compost container is picked up and replaced with a clean one. If you need to skip a week, just give a heads up via email or text. How do I join?
How do you join? Tell me.
Well, let me tell you.
It's probably only for the townies, though. Us out-of-town folks can't.
I don't know if there's limitations yet, to be honest.
Anybody?
I think anybody's up for grabs. You got the ad.
I mean, even people in Telco or like towards Whitsett, any of those areas?
There's no...
No restrictions.
No restrictions on here.
Currently to the ad.
But please contact...
Yeah, you should call them. Check it out.
The program is open until capacity is reached.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There is a capacity limit.
Yeah. Not everybody's going to be able to do it.
But maybe some of us.
Some of you.
To those living within Smithers Perimeter Trail.
I give up. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Oh, I didn't read the little fine print at the bottom. Yeah,
the location where you have it must be. That's fine.
I got excited.
I'll give up my spot for somebody. I've got some composting that I deal myself. So you guys can do that. I'm good with that.
That's really nice of you, Jordy.
No problem.
So who do we contact?
Is it Gavin?
It's Gavin.
It's Gavin.
To sign up, contact Gavin Smith. He's a wonderful DJ, wonderful human being.
Yeah, Gavin. Yeah, he DJs on the side.
He DJs on the side.
Sometimes tells stories.
Where?
Interesting stories.
Where does he DJ?
Here.
Here, in this very train car.
There's a picture of him on the wall.
Oh, look, there's Gavin on the wall. Wow.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, I think his show's right before us.
It is, actually. As I was rolling up, I was listening to his story. It was pretty good, actually. He's got the gift of gab.
Oh, the gift of gab. Yeah. Very talented human being. I could sit and listen to him for hours, actually.
Very, very eloquent. Eloquent.
If you want to sit and listen to him, contact Gavin Smith. He didn't leave his phone number, but he does have an email here.
What's his email?
G.WEDGWOOD.
What is that?
Wedgwood.
Wedgwood.
.smith@gmail.com.
Can you give that to me phonetically? It's like A like alpha.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
G.
Don't stop. Stop.
Oh.
I'm tackling you.
Well. There's one more.
Oh, there's another one.
I think this happened already. No, it didn't. Oh. There's a bunch of stuff going on, guys. Hey, you know.
It's September, Quinn.
Yeah.
It's when the things happen.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. I'm so excited for
everybody's back.
Some local bands happening in a couple weeks. Get to see your favorite band. And
your favorite band is my favorite band.
Saltwater Hanks playing with them, too, which is very exciting. And the 6x6, who's painting a 6x6 right now? Anyone? Anyone?
Like a piece of wood?
Like the 6x6, the art gallery fundraiser. Oh. They do it every 2 years. It's coming up. I think it's from the 9th to the 11th, but you'd have to double check. And it's they have like the silent auction, and then everyone's like elbow to elbow, and they're looking at like all these amazing pieces, wondering, oh, which one am I gonna give my parents this Christmas? It's just amazing. They have a really good fundraiser, and
that's cool.
Yeah, I one of the events that I always look forward to is the 6x6. You gotta go. You gotta come.
Fine, I'll be your date. We'll go together, and then you better buy me some art. Okay.
I like auctioning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey. So, should we play music?
I don't know. We could just talk.
Yeah, we could. We have 10 minutes left.
This is a talk show.
It's actually 50% talk.
Is it 51%?
Well, yeah, because we have to have the majority as talk.
We played so
0.01%.
We played our Canadian content.
We did that. We played some metal.
We played some metal.
Which was also Canadian content.
Yeah.
As an aside.
Yeah. Good one. Good
yeah,
one.
It was. What else do I do? I actually, I found a bunch of... Oh, New Linkin Park.
New Linkin Park.
Should we listen to that?
Yes.
So they got the new vocalist.
New vocalist.
Yeah.
I saw that on the media last week.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And they have a new album out, and it sounds pretty good.
So if you like Linkin Park,
yep.
Tune in.
Yeah, we're going to play it right now for you guys on our show, which is called what?
Tech Tides and Timberlines.
Oh, my God. That's so good. You've been practicing that while we were away, haven't you?
I just say that all day in the bush by myself. All right, how am I going to say it?
Well, I mean, how are you going to keep the bears away just to yell in that?
Yeah. They're like, whoa, I do not want to listen to a radio show right now.
No. What guy? That guy's got the craziest radio voice. I'm just going to chill for now. All right, here we go. This is Linkin Park. The song is called The Emptiness Machine. And this is from their album, The Emptiness Machine, on 93.9 CSK.
Your blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance, just like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. To watch me bleed, gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
That was so good. Her voice, man.
That is amazing.
Like, she, man, I don't know. Like, it's got like that smoky kind of like rock voice, but like, it's hard, but it's soft. I don't know. I can't just describe it. I'm writing a song right now. All right, so it's that time of night again. Quinn.
What time of night is it, Jordy? Let me just take a moment here. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, on unceded Cassia territory of the Gidimden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Well, wait, hold on, Quinn. All right, and I'm going to walk you guys through something here. All right, so close your eyes. Let the tech hum fade away as the night embraces the world in a gentle way.
Feel the breeze from the timberline whispering softly through the trees. Nature's lullaby in the cool night breeze.
Dream of distant stars and quiet screens where the digital tides turn slow and serene.
While the forest breathes with life and grace, guiding you gently to that peaceful place.
It's almost perfect. So rest your mind, let the worries cease. In this balance of nature and tech, find your peace.
Good night, wanderers of the wild and web alike. Until the dawn, sleep in calm light.
Good night.